So we're beginning our practice. We're beginning to enter into depth of meditation. And on the first day of a retreat, we're generally really working with what I call arriving. We're really coming here to arrive. I mean, all the time in our meditation, we could say that it is about arriving, because we're arriving here in this present moment. And yet when we come to a different kind of structure, this different kind of place, in a different routine and rhythm, it takes some adjusting. We have to get used to being in a room with another person. We have to get used to being in the silence and not talking to each other. We have to get used to sitting in our postures for long periods of time. Maybe we're not used to sitting for 45 minutes or, having long periods where we're not engaged in some kind of activity, where we're using our mind or our brain. But we're just really settling more and more into the stillness, into the quiet. We're slowing down. It's one of the things that begins to happen here is that we shift our pace so that we're not moving maybe quite as quickly or even normally. We're slowing down, walking more slowly, moving more slowly. And all of this is really to support us being able to look more directly at our mind. The teachings point to working with our mind, because the only reason that we experience some, I'll say just some pain or some suffering in our lives is because of our mind. Just simple like that, right? There's no other problem, right? Yes, of course, we have some physical discomfort. There's some discomfort in the body, and that can be a range of discomfort because of the different physical difficulties that we experience. But even with the body, and the way that we experience our body is still about the mind. It's always about our relationship to what's happening. How are we being with? How are we with the experience that is arising? Because what we find is that our mind, our thinking mind, we're talking about the mind that has, that's, we call it mental, the mental activity or the mental constructs, it moves. It has this sense of movement. Right? It moves towards and away from objects of experience. Right? And when we move towards, we so oftentimes want to hold on. We want things to be a certain way. Or we move away and we can reject. We don't want it. So the mind moves in this, what we call the attachment and aversion, the grasping mind. The grasping mind. Right, that's pretty simple, huh? Understand that? Yeah. So this is what the teachings are all about. Right? The Buddha speaks about in the second truth, the second noble truth, the cause of dukkha, the cause of suffering, the cause of what actually causes our dissatisfaction. Is because of this grasping, this movement of the mind, of liking and not liking, liking and not liking. And the whole body comes into this kind of contraction where we want it, we don't want it. So we're holding on tight or we're pushing away. And the body and the mind has to tighten, has to constrict, has to contract. And it's this contraction, this constriction that causes the suffering. This is what causes the pain for us. And so when we first come into a retreat, we really want to start to get in touch with our body. So much of the beginning when we start our practice, when we start our meditation, or we start a retreat, it's really about becoming more embodied, more bringing more awareness to our bodily experience so we can begin to feel more and more how the body gets into this tension, how it gets into this contraction, where the muscles, we can feel how the muscles get tight. We can feel it, right? So there's a, we often feel it in the shoulders, right? The shoulders go up. Yeah. Sometimes when we're sitting, we just have to pay attention to our shoulders and just help relax shoulders. You know, we're sitting and we go, breathing out, letting the shoulders relax, letting the arms, the hands, the chest, the belly, abdomen, the whole, the legs, all the muscles, particularly the muscles in the face. We hold a lot of tension in the jaw, around the eyes, in the forehead. This is just the way that the body holds this stress, this contraction. And so when we first begin our meditation, we bring a lot of attention to the body. When we're sitting both in the posture, we want to make sure that we're sitting relatively upright. We sit so that it's a pose that actually brings a brightness, an energy. So if we're sitting in a chair or sitting with a backrest, or we don't want to just lean back like this, because it will be a little too sleepy. It'll cause us to maybe not, it's not the most energetic position. So we can just sit up a little bit more, put some cushions there so our back is a little bit more upright, which then allows the chest to open, it allows the belly to open. And this meditation posture is a pose that really supports this alertness, a brightness. We want to see if we can stay awake, right? That's what's difficult, particularly on the first day, even the second day, sometimes on the third day. It's hard to stay awake because the mind likes to be engaged. We like to be engaged. We like to be doing things. The mind likes to be busy. So when we come to a retreat, we come to meditation, we're not so busy here. We're not getting so, you know, so active. Actually, we're not very busy at all. And so the mind can get restless, right? The mind gets agitated. It's like, give me something to do, you know? And so if we don't sometimes have anything to do, then the mind goes into memory and fantasy, right? And then we can start to imagine different kinds of scenarios that are interesting and exciting for the mind. I remember this, or I fantasize about that, and I can remember in my early days of practice, I thought, oh, I could just sit here and have a really good time. I could think about this, I could think about that, I could think about my plans to go to the tropical islands, and see, this is like not wanting. But it's, can you hear me okay in the back if I speak? Yeah, okay. So the mind will get engaged. The mind will find things to entertain itself, right? And usually what we'll find in that entertaining is that I am the central character. It's all about me. It's all about what I like and what I want, and you know, so I get to be in the center. I get to be the center of attention, right? And so that's quite exciting. It's quite wonderful to be the center of attention. And so that's so the mind that we want to watch today, just how the mind wants to move towards what it likes and what it and move away from what it doesn't like. And this is what we'll notice today, which causes a restlessness, it causes anxiety, it causes on the other side, it will cause dullness and sleepiness. The dullness and the sleepiness sometimes come from boredom, because we don't have anything to do, so we may as well sleep, right? Now that's not a bad thing. Sometimes we need to sleep, you know, the body needs to rest, so it's not anything that we have a judgment about. But we want to see what's happening, right? What's happening that I want to go to sleep? Is it because I don't like what's happening? Because it's hard to be with my body, with my experience, with my mind? It's easier just to go to sleep. Then I don't have to deal with anything. or so then maybe we don't want to do that. Maybe just sit up, stand up. Do some slow walking, you know, just some walking. Or just go outside, that'll wake you up. Just go outside and let the cold water just brush over you. That'll wake you up, right? But the question is really, what is most supportive for your mindfulness? What is the most supportive? Because what we want to engage in is see, can we stay awake? This whole practice is about this awakeness, awakening, waking up more and more to life as it is. Just life as it is, whether we like it, whether we don't like it. And as we do that, more and more we find a balance. We find a way to balance ourselves through our center, through our core, where we're not in this reactivity, the reactive mind, the moving mind. But more, we come into a place of more stillness, more balance, more inner quietude, more inner quietness. And this is really, as we're here these days, we can start to feel and sense more of that. Even in the midst of some of the restlessness, the anxiety, the tension, we can still find that still point, the still point within. So we work with this in the meditation. So the sitting posture is very important. There are a number of ways that you can be sitting. You can, you know, sit with the cross-legged posture if that's helpful for you. When you sit in the cross-legged posture, it's best to have your knees down as touching something, supported by something, so even if some cushions or so that the knees aren't just up in the air, because that will really put pressure on your back. It'll be too hard to sit for long periods, so you need more support. Or you can put your feet back along the side of your hips, like I sit. That can also help keep the back upright. You can sit on a bench, sit on a chair, you know. It's fine, however you want to sit, just as long as your body, your back, it's really about your back, so that your back isn't straining to keep you upright. When you sit in a posture that is supportive, you can sit for long periods of time. And then when you have to shift your body, sometimes you're not used to sitting for long periods, you need to move, then we just move mindfully. There's no break in the meditation. Just as you're just moving, shifting into another posture, it's fine, it's not a problem. Sometimes we have to shift in the postures, so it's okay. But the most important thing is what's happening in the mind. The body will go through all kinds of things that it goes through, but how is the mind? How is the mind? It's what we're always checking. Is there reactivity, tension, anxiety, restlessness? We want to just see, we just want to know what's happening. It's not bad, it's not wrong, there's no judgment. We just want to know what's happening. So this whole practice is about the attention, paying attention. I saw this saying from a story from a Zen master. One Zen master was asked by his student, "Would you give me the essence of the teachings?" And the Zen master said, "Attention." Then the student asked, "Yeah, that's good, but how would you give me the whole teaching? And how should I undertake it?" And the Zen master said, "Attention, attention." And then the student said, "Isn't there anything else?" And he said, "Attention, attention, attention. That's it." Be present to see clearly. That's it. The whole teaching. So that's what we want to develop. We want to understand. We want to know what blocks, what interferes this clarity of attention. What happens in the mind? What happens in our thinking, how we're thinking? What about our moods, our different mind states, all the different kinds of reactions? And what interferes with the sense of balance, this what we call equanimity? Do you know this word, equanimity? Do you want to say equanimity? How would you say? Equanimity, is there somebody who can translate that?
Equanimity.
Everybody get that? Yeah. How is that? Is
Serenity.
Same?
Is it same?
Yeah. Maybe a little bit different, but mostly, yeah. It's good. I like the group helping. Yeah. So equanimity or balance, is there a word for balance?
No.
Same word?
No.
I want to make sure everybody can hear you. Can
yeah.
I?
Balance.
Yeah, balance. So it's a center balance. So balance all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this is actually so important. This balance. This equanimity. A kind of serenity. It's a kind of serenity, yeah. Right. That's really a lot of what we'll be working with. And it really comes through the body and also through moving a little bit more slowly. Right. Just this serenity, yeah, kind of serenity in the body as we move. Because we can pay attention. Yeah. So, there's on the, just one more thing about the mindfulness, this word in Pali, in the teachings, it's called sati, sati. And it really is translated as to see things clearly. This mindfulness, it's to see things clearly. And what we want to see is these experiences of the mind and the body. So with the body, it's the things we see and hear and taste and touch and smell. These five sense experiences, we're paying attention to the eyes, ears, nose, tongue, skin. That's the body. It's all the body. There's nothing more to the body. And then the internal feeling, sensation. And then the mind. Just this movement of the mind. Thoughts, mental activity. This is moods. This is our attention. We're giving attention to this mind and to the body. It's all right here. It's not out there. It's all here. So we just keep bringing our attention back, and the whole world opens up. Just come back. The whole world is here. So we'll do a little bit of practice now. So a little bit of, I'll guide you in a little bit of meditation. So settling into your meditation posture. A posture that will support you. We'll sit for maybe 20 minutes right now. And first, simply noticing what's happening? What's happening in your mind? What's happening in your body? Noticing the quality of your mind right now. Maybe your mind is bright, clear, focused. Maybe your mind is dull or sleepy, tired. Maybe your mind is restless, agitated. We just simply want to know. Simply knowing what is the quality of your experience. And then to begin, we use the body as a support to ground our attention here. So letting your attention come down into the body, perhaps feeling your body making contact with the pillow, with the chair. Feeling the pressure, the heaviness, hardness, as the gravity pulls you down. And let the body support you as you begin to let go. You don't have to hold yourself up. Just beginning to relax into the body, into the posture. And beginning to relax the muscles. Muscles around your shoulders and your arms, your hands. It can be helpful to use the breathing, particularly the out-breath, as you breathe in and then breathe out. And as you breathe out, letting go of the holding, softening, relaxing. Relaxing in the body, but also relaxing the mind. In this relaxation of the mind, we also see if we can keep an alertness and a brightness of the mind. So both the relaxation and the alertness at the same time. Noticing the muscles around the eyes and the jaw and the mouth. Sometimes even softening the lips, opening the mouth just a little bit, loosening the tongue. That way you know that your jaw and your mouth is soft. It also opens the throat, allows more air to come in and out of the throat and the lungs. And as you settle into your body, feeling and sensing your breathing, and we can use the breath as an object for our meditation. So when you lose your awareness, you can simply return, reconnect with the breath, with the body. Bringing your attention back to the sensations in the body, to the breath in the body. Living, breathing, pulsing body. It's alive. Being aware of the sounds, aware of hearing. You can also use hearing as a very good object for the meditation. That when you notice that you get lost or caught up in your thinking, coming back to the sounds, coming back to hearing sounds.